Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, cloudy with rain and drizzle and lows in the upper 40s. An accident this afternoon at the intersection of Highway 11 and County Highway J in the town of Burlington sent both drivers to Frederick Hospital for treatment of serious injuries. According to the Racine County Sheriff's Department, the accident, which was reported just before 1:30, involved a grain truck and a trailer and a pickup truck. The initial investigation indicated the pickup driver ran a stop sign and drove into the path of the grain truck. The driver of the pickup was trapped in his vehicle and had to be extricated. He was airlifted by Flight for Life to Frater. The driver of the grain truck was transported to the hospital by ambulance. Highway 11 was closed to traffic because of the accident investigation and the cleanup process. It was expected to open late this afternoon. A Racine man was arrested in Dean County over the weekend, accused of driving under the influence of synthetic marijuana. According to the Dean County Sheriff's Department, deputies were called to the Arby's restaurant in the town of Vienna for an unresponsive driver in the drive-thru. An employee called 911 after the man ordered a milkshake but didn't drive around to pick it up. Deputies found 38-year-old Philippe Estrada III behind the wheel of a car, barely able to respond. He was transported to a hospital and later booked into jail on charges of operating while intoxicated, fourth offense, and possession of a designer drug. Changes to the employee handbook, a policy change regarding minority hiring, and a middle school boundary change are just three of the action items on tonight's Racine Unified School Board meeting agenda. WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The handbook changes have been a hot-button issue with the teachers' union for months, but with a new majority on the board, approval is expected, even by the REA and the teaching assistants. They announced over the weekend they will recertify. Minority hiring? Well, that was raised in a recent meeting, some of the board members noting some serious problems with contractors and compliance with district directives. And as for the middle school boundary change, that would affect Gifford. It's being converted, of course, to a K-8 school with a new construction. What's proposed is to maintain the middle school boundary the same as for the grade school. That's a concern raised by the Racine branch of the NAACP. I'm Tom Carco, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The Racine County Economic Development and Land Use Planning Committee's agenda tonight includes a discussion about a private airstrip, a bakery, and the latest on beekeeping. The public hearing portion starts with the request for a conditional use permit by a couple with a private airstrip already built on their Town of Raymond property in the 11,700 block of 4.5 mile road. There's also a site review plan for a 1,300 square foot expansion of the Country Rose Cafe and Bakery at 19319 Washington Avenue in the town of Yorkville. The intent is to create more workspace. And the Racine Kenosha Beekeepers Group is scheduled to give the committee a status update on proposed language changes to the Racine County Zoning Ordinance. Another sign amendment request at Racine's Regency Mall has the City Plan Commission deferring action pending hoped-for updated standards from the mall's hierarchy, the application being Party City, going into one of three spaces under construction on the West End where JCPenney's used to be. Assistant Planner Jill Johannick explained the request includes the additional words, "Nobody has more party for less," in smaller letters under the larger Party City letters, which the mall's current sign standards do not allow. Mayor John Dickert talked about the need for updated sign standards from the mall's leadership and helping create a uniform policy that avoids precedent-setting scenarios.
We understand that you want to get full value for each customer that you have in the mall. We completely get that. But we know we're in transition, so whatever you can do to help with our folks on your kind of overall game plan for this, that's going to make our life a lot easier. And I think we're missing one piece there. It's not so much whether we just simply say to you that, okay, we're going to just take this into account. It's the precedent in making that change that determines all the problems for every other commercial property in the city of Racine.
The Party City sign issue was deferred pending what was hoped for discussion, including the mall's ownership with city planning staff about future plans and sign requirements. People around the country are remembering the victims of the Paris attacks, and tonight in Milwaukee, Mayor Tom Barrett has planned a vigil at 5:15 at the corner of Water and Wells. City crews worked through the day to erect a replica of the Eiffel Tower, used during Bastille days, as a focal point for tonight's vigil. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.